Hey guys, it's Wiz, and welcome to 420 News, where, yeah, you guessed it, talk about three cannabis-related stories, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Plus, our everlasting special shout-out to the Canna Woman of the Week. Now sit back, take a hit, and enjoy. And welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of Toke Talk Radio, first show, 420 News. Welcome, guys. I am the Wizard. So, how you guys doing out there tonight? Just loving it. Love being back. Wanted to start it off with 420 News, because there's a lot of Virginia news going around with the whole recreational legalization that's happened. So we're going to focus on this 420 news will be a local 420 news. So everything will be coming from Virginia. Of course, we have the Canna Woman of the Week and a couple shout outs we need to do. And let's get right into it, guys and gals. This is coming from Richmond. I know a lot of people out there are wondering what's going to be going on with the whole basically like the DUI thing with if you get pulled over and you're high, what's going to happen? So a new survey reveals some Virginians are downplaying the dangers of using cannabis behind the wheel. According to the state agency overseeing recreational marijuana legalization. So we're doing surveys, and now it looks like they're going to start coming up with basically like a swab. But I know a lot of people out there deemed it unconstitutional, so I'm not sure what Virginia is going to do. I mean, me personally, if they can make another test, that would be reasonable, but the whole swab thing, that's kind of crazy in my opinion. I mean, they made it unconstitutional with some other stuff out there, so why would that not be unconstitutional, right? But we all know driving under the influence of marijuana and having an open container in the car remains illegal. The survey by the consulting firm Staticom collected over 750 responses from a demographic cross-section of Virginians age 16 and older. Roughly 14% of Virginians surveyed said that they have driven high a few times or more in the past year. It showed Virginians don't think marijuana-impaired driving is as dangerous as other risky behaviors. Only 26% view driving under the influence of marijuana as extremely dangerous, compared to 60% for texting and 49% for alcohol-impaired driving. The survey also revealed 47% of marijuana users do not always have a plan for a sober ride, and 24% of correspondents have been a passenger in a car operated by a high driver more than once in the past year. So, I mean, I think all the pot smokers, the cannabis smokers, whatever you want to call it, we all driven high. I mean, like in my opinion, it would be, if you would ask me, it would be alcohol first, texting second, and so on and so forth. I mean, marijuana would probably be at the bottom of my list. I mean, there are people out there that are lightweights, that it affects you differently, different strands, different person. I get that. If driving while high was legal, I could definitely do it. So, I mean, it's definitely illegal. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's definitely illegal. So follow the law. Yeah, it's wild. And additionally, almost one third of respondents believe those who consume marijuana tend to drive slower and more cautiously and are usually safer drivers. That's pretty cool. This is coming from Bonnet, a health policy and data manager for the Cannabis Control Authority, said that's not true. Marijuana can impact the brain in terms of making informed decisions. You might have slower reaction time, Bonnet said in an interview on Monday. Sometimes people see legal as safe, that it's not always the case. I mean, that is true, but it all stems back to different strand, different person, different reaction. So, I mean, but it's still illegal. So right now, do I think somebody should go out there and get high and drive and make it legal? No. I mean, it's just, we got too many boneheads out there. Opponents of marijuana legalization has often raised concerns about a possible increase in drugged driving. The data collection is new, Bonnet said. This is an area that the state as a whole needs to work on collecting. I think we'll be good. The police chief wasn't immediately available for an interview on Monday, according to the article by Wavy News 10. These recent findings should not be deterred to lawmakers moving forward with impeding retail access. Adult use marijuana laws have generally been associated with few charges in traffic safety, and it is important that we finish the job that we stated in Virginia. So just don't smoke and drive right now. But the big thing is back to the testing. I'm a bigger guy. Marijuana is going to stay in my system for longer. So what if I'm driving completely sober and they take that little swab and they swab my cheek and I test for marijuana and they give me a DUI because I was high 3 days ago? Like, that's the little gray area they're going to have to work on. So thank you to the writer over there, Wavy News 10, for supplying this article. So we're going to go right into part two of 420 News. So when Virginia lawmakers voted almost 2 years ago to legalize marijuana, their 2024 target goal to begin retail sales struck many as long time to wait. What's happening? It's starting to look like it may not even happen in 2024. Any legislation authorizing retail sales in 2004 would not have to pass when the General Assembly convenes for the next session in January. That means it could still have to get past the same GOP majority that refused to give the issue a hearing last session. Here's what they're saying. Nothing has changed that I am aware of, Shipley, spokesman for the House Speaker Todd Gilbert. Virginia lawmakers voted to legalize possession but not sales of recreational marijuana in 2021. So I truly think that it should have been pushed up. It should have been in 2023, but I mean, it's just like they're afraid of it, and it's just, it'll bring in so many taxes, man. It'd be wild. It'd be crazy. I truly believe it'll be really, 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 really good if they would have did it early on. I mean, look at Colorado, California. They're doing really good. So there's a session coming up, so hopefully they'll get on and maybe get in there 2023, 24 maybe. Well, hopefully it happens. Hopefully they'll get all their answers and all their ducks in a row, that all them surveys and datas and all that, what they freaking need. But they need to hurry up. So the best way is to get out there and vote. Vote for your for whoever sits on in your district. If you want the sales of marijuana, go out and vote for somebody who wants to do that. You can do a lot of work with voting. This has been a voting thing forever to try and get it legalized in Virginia, and it finally passed. We finally put the right people in there, and they finally got it done. So on that note, I'm going to give a huge shout out the sponsor of this episode, Doja Land 757, a good friend of mine. He's actually been on the show a couple times, so go over there on Spotify or anchor.fm, or even my Instagram, our new social club. We're on there now. Go there to his Instagram at DojaLand757. Not too sure if he has a social club. I'll double check and let you guys know. Go over there, check him out. He does a lot of events and stuff like that. So if you guys go there and follow on my Instagram at DojaLand757, he always posts where he's going to be at and stuff like that. So go there, give him some love. But always remember to let them know that Tote Talk sent you. It's crazy in Virginia how everything's starting to get closer. My biggest question is, like, what's going to happen to the black market once the retailers start? It's actually really, 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 really easy to get marijuana in Virginia. I mean, the market has moved from the shadows to social media, where cannabis entrepreneurs, sorry about that, willing to take a risk openly advertising delivery services and pop-up events. Some dealers are even blanketing neighborhoods and events with business cards. According to this, someone came up to our booth at Pride and dropped off business cards. It has their business name and method of contact to buy weed. The executive director of the legalization advocacy group, Virginia Normal, tells Exos. It's a weird newspaper. But meanwhile, plenty of brick and mortar shops continue to sell synthetic THC products despite warnings by state-led regulators and Attorney General James Myers. It's wild. State food safety regulators said they have performed 2,500 inspections since July 1st to educate food manufacturers and retail food establishments and encourage voluntary compliance, according to a spokesman. I mean, if they're going to make them comply, they're going to make them have to sell marijuana products, maybe, I guess. It's the lobbyists and legislators working on the issue tell us booming illicit and gray market is the number one case for getting Republicans on board with legalization retail sales. So, I actually spoke to a senator that's running. Actually, he's not a senator yet, but he's fighting for the vacant seat, Ken Adams. So, and I spoke to him about the how he's going to vote for when this comes up, and he's ensured me that he was going to vote for it and push it all the way through and make sure everything's good. Want to give a non-promotional shout out to Ken Adams running for the vacant seat left by our last incumbent. I think she ended up getting the United States Senate. Oh yeah, and props to her. And I know the Republicans need this seat because it's 50-50, and Democrats need it, Republicans need it. So hopefully they'll get together, one common cause, and get it done and just get it over with. Like I said, most important thing there is to do is get out and vote. Don't be stupid about it. Don't do stupid stuff with marijuana. Don't commit crimes with marijuana. And you're just keep it out. Just keep it for smoking and chilling and listening to Tote Talk Radio. But we're at that point of the show. The Canna Woman of the Week. 757 Canna Reviews over on Instagram. Once again, at 757 Canna Reviews. So if you go check out her profile, it's amazing. She's doing a lot. I've talked to her a few times. She is a Canna psychedelic healthcare nurse, which is amazing. And she actually does like a whole bunch of reviews on different products, strands, stuff like that, and uses her medical expertise to give her basically her opinion on how it smells, its taste, its high, the effects, stuff like that. It's amazing. It's unsponsored, unbiased. It's her opinion with her medical expertise behind the plant. So if you guys can just head over to her page, give her a follow, let her know that you heard her about her on Canna Woman of the Week's Tote Talk 420 News. Just go over there. It's at 757 Canna Reviews. It'll be in description below in case you guys forget. And that was the Canna Woman of the Week. Thank you, 757 Canna Reviews. Hopefully we'll get you on the show one time and you guys can tell your story on how you came about this, nurse that deals with cannabis and psychedelics. Would really, really love to hear your point of view and your expertise on Toke Talk Radio. So we're coming to the end of our very first episode of season 2 of Toke Talk Radio 420 News. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. So Thursday, will be Toke Talk After Dark, and our been waiting to see what the subject at hand was going to be. So I'm going to start off with the most popular thing that I was looking around on the internet. We're going to start off with Ghost. We're going to do a full show just about ghosts and everything about ghosts, different hauntings, just stuff like that. Everything in general, talk about some of the most haunted things around the world in the United States. I'll brush up on some of them stories that I told you guys before about Gettysburg and the trip up there for that ghost hunt. So that'll be at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Hopefully you guys will join us. Make sure you guys go over there on my Instagram at toketalk_radio and go over there to our social club at Toke Talk. So give it us there. Follow. We follow back always. If you got any questions, if you want to be on the show, if you want to promote a brand, music, what have you, DM us in toketalk_radio or give us an email at toketalkradio@outlook.com. Hopefully you guys be there on Thursday at 8 p.m. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. with Toke Talk After Dark. And always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.